Here we are.
Here we are.
In the golden days
of our youth.
Mm. Had to get a little coffee in my system before we get going.
Coffee is a man's best friend.
Oh, baby. So, we have some footballing to talk about today.
That football is the devil.
Is it?
Bobby?
We've been doing the devil's work.
We've been doing the devil's work,
We've been Bobby. Spouting out that shit.
Oh, my God.
So.
Dang.
This is episode 14 of All Over Your Cleats. Episode puke.
Oh, yep. Definitely feel like puking.
It's been a pukey season.
Yes.
The only thing that's made it good is that people's got to listen to us talk about it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You're welcome, ladies. So. We're going to start off here shortly after we gather our affairs in order. We're going to let y'all see what the playoff picture looks like for the NFL, baby.
Oh, dang.
All right, Hazy Poo, let's look at this playoff pictures.
Ooh.
Now, we already, in the NFC, we already got all our division champions accounted for.
Right.
The Rams, them boys, Saints, them Bears.
Boom, baby.
But we still got some kind of action going on here. I think the Seahawks have already clinched it, the playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the only thing left right now, the Vikings are in it, but the Eagles could sneak up there and get them.
Uh-oh, sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah, sneaky, sneaky. Now, in the AFC, it's a little bit different story. The only champion that's been clinched, or only division that's been clinched is the Patriots. And as it sits right now, you tell me about it. And as it sits right now, the Chiefs are leading the West, the Texans leading the South, and Ravens leading the North. But then you got the Chargers, Colts, and the wild card. And I think the Chargers have already clinched the playoff spot because they may even get the division title. But then you got the Titans and Steelers that are just waiting to jump in there.
Just biting at the bits, baby.
Yeah. So, as it sits right now, it's looking like it's going to be a decent playoff. We might see a Vikings-Bears wild card game.
Oh.
That'd be cool.
Man, that would be. It'd be really cool.
So, well, let me see. I think the way they're projecting it now, just the way it is now, it'll be Vikings-Bears, Seahawks-Cowboys, Colts-Texans-Chargers-Ravens. That's the way it sits now. And how the wild card matchup will be.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a couple of division opponents playing each other in the wild card.
Yeah.
The Colts and the Texans and the Vikings and the Brewskis.
The Bears.
So now we're going to go into our predictions for this last week of the NFL season. They're all Sunday games. No Thursdays, no Saturdays, no Mondays. All Sunday games.
That's when you know it's getting sad.
Yep. When you lose the TNF and the M&F.
M&F.
I remember one time when they first started marketing Thursday Night Football differently, they called it Sunday night football, but on Thursday night. I remember seeing SNF on Thursday night. I'm like, what are you people doing, you
Seriously?
Idiot?
I don't mean to say it.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I think it was for NBC, it was that Sunday night in America.
Yeah.
But it was a branch of that, and it just was stupid.
They low?
So, all right, so we got them Dolphins and them Bills, and we're going to agree that the Bills are going to win that one.
Yeah.
Packers, Lions are going to the Packers, and I'm going with the Pack.
Ooh, I'm going to go with the Lions, I reckon.
She will. I like how this show is evolving into, we're just going to say what we think.
Yeah.
We don't really give you a reason why.
No.
Y'all don't need a reason why. Y'all know what we're up.
That's right.
All about. We got the Jets and Patriots, and we're both going to go Patriots.
That's right. Oh. Ugh.
Panthers and Saints. We're both going to go Saints.
Oh, yeah.
Blessed be the Father. You know what I'm saying?
Go Saints.
We got them Jags and Texans. We're going to go with them Texans.
I'm going to go with them Texans.
Oh, now we split on this one. The boys and the Giants. The G-Men's going to take it this week. Oh, I got a feeling.
You ain't got no sense. Them Cowboys going to rule it. They're going to rule it.
They already making the playoffs. They're going to sit everybody. The Giants ain't getting nothing to, you know. I mean, they just going to go there and ball.
That is true.
So.
They could.
We got the Falcons and the Niners. I'm going Falcons. The Falcons, unless I'm mistaken, haven't they been winning a couple games here lately? Let's look back in our records.
Good question.
Look back in our records. Yeah, the Falcons beat the Panthers.
Yeah.
And then the week before that, the
Falcons beat the Cardinals.
Well, that's not really saying too much. A couple weeks before that, the Packers
beat them.
But I don't know. I got a feeling the Packers are going to come out there.
Okay. Well, that's all right. I'm going to go with the old Niners. See how they do.
You would. You're one of them Roger Pirates and.
Yeah, you got to stick with your kind, you know.
Yeah. Chiefs and Raiders. Chiefs has been sliding, but I think they want to hold on to that bye week, so they're gonna ball.
Well, you know, the Raiders played them kind of tough there for a minute in that first little meeting. I think they're gonna come out and upset alert, baby. That's my upset of the week right there.
Oh goodness.
Yeah.
You get Cardinals, Seahawks. There is no upset there. Seahawks are gonna smack them.
Seahawks.
Rams and 49ers, Rams are going to smack them.
Rammies.
Chargers, Broncos, the Chargers are going to smack them.
Chargers.
The Bears, Vikings. See, so that might be 2 weeks in a row that game happens.
Wow, that'd be pretty cool, though.
But we got the Bears.
Bears.
Browns and Ravens, I got the Browns.
As bad as I want to go for the Browns, you know, the Ravens still got a lot to play for, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that old defense.
We got Eagles, Redskins. We're both going Eagles.
Eagles, baby.
Bengals, Steelers. We're both going Steelers.
Steelers, yeah.
And then Titans and Colts. I'm going Titans on that one.
I was going to go with the Titans, you know, but if Mariota doesn't, for some reason, doesn't play, you know, then this game, I'm thinking they're not going to have the firepower to keep up with Luck.
This is my say. If Mariota plays, they're going to win. If Mariota don't play, they're going to tie.
I'd say that makes it more interesting.
Yeah. So y'all heard it here first, ladies and gents.
You're welcome. We're here to please.
All right. So now we're going to jump on into our predictions. Now, we already told you what we predicted for Friday, or today's games, you know. We both picked Auburn. We both picked West Virginia. But I picked Iowa State. You picked Washington State. So now we're going to look at Saturday, December 29th games. So we got the Peach Bowl, Florida and Michigan. I hate to do it.
Uh-oh.
You know I don't like Michigan teams. Especially this one, the top daddy one.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go Michigan.
Man, I think Florida's going to pull it out. I'm going to stick with SEC on that.
I hope they do.
Yeah, maybe so.
But I just got to feel. Then we got the Belk Bowl.
Yay.
South Carolina and Virginia. We both going South Carolina on that one.
Yeah, baby.
Arizona and Arkansas. the Arizona Bowl. And it's Arkansas State, Nevada. We both going Nevada.
Yes.
Then we got the good old Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic. Whoa. With the Clemson and Notre Dame.
This is where we all different a little.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Fighting Irish. I think they... You know, that narrative that everybody's saying, I'm kidding. he went here in the studio yesterday when people were talking about how they hated how everybody on ESPN and all that stuff were saying the narrative is Notre Dame ain't going to win. And like, I hadn't heard really anybody say that.
Mm-mm.
So I'm just saying from my perspective, I think Notre Dame's going to pull out a win because Clemson, to me, hasn't looked all that impressive most of the year in what I've seen of them in Notre Dame. It looks about the same. So I think it's more of a toss-up than what people think.
Yeah.
And I think Notre Dame's going to feel a little disrespected. Well, not disrespected because that they don't deserve it. It's just that everybody's picking Clemson.
Right.
So you can feel disrespect just for this fact that nobody's giving you a chance.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not saying that it's not deserving disrespect, but they're going to take it and run with it.
Right. Well, I think I'm going to stick with Clemson. I don't know if all the suspensions that are going on all of a sudden are going to matter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But because I know Clemson lost like one of the defensive tackles and I don't know who else, but I don't know. I just, you know, I'll go with
Clemson.
Why don't
Clemson you just
suit
up and go play for them?
Man, I'd love to. That'd be awesome.
She was.
I wish I was still agile enough.
Are you not?
Mm-mm. Oh, definitely not. Mm-mm.
All right. And then we got the Orange Bowl, Alabama and Oklahoma. I think it's. I like how ESPN. I've never thought I'd ever hear this happen on the ESPN commercials on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're, when they're, you know, promoting the game, it said something like you know, Alabama and Oklahoma, the two high scoring offenses. It says, if you like points, you'll like this game. And I'm like, never thought I'd hear that from an Alabama game.
No.
But yeah, I mean. I'm going to go with Alabama on this one just because you never know. But, you know, we'll see. I think they got the talent to do it. And just because, you know, the defense is, if we can, it's hard to do that. You get in trouble a lot of times when you try to say, you know, well, how do they do against these teams and how these teams do against those teams,
right.
Things like that. But it just, I mean, if Oklahoma lets little old, nothing Big 12 teams score 40-something points on them, I don't know how they're going to stop Alabama.
Right.
From scoring points on them.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to who scores the most and who gets that one crucial stop.
Yeah.
And that's going to, like, sway the game, or one crucial turnover.
Yeah,
you know, turnover. That's going to sway it. But I feel like this is basically your national championship game. I feel like these are the two best teams
that should've
are in the playoff.
Well, I've been saying for years, I know it's not what people normally like, but I think it's better. I think if you let your odd numbered seeds play each other and your even numbered seeds play each other.
Yeah.
I think one should play three and two should play four. To me, that seems a little bit more staggered up a little bit. I mean, because it really don't matter. If they're the four best teams, it don't matter how they play.
Right.
And I honestly think that since you do have a committee that is very... that's trying to be very subjective about it, then I think, really, there shouldn't be seeds. It should just be, there should be seeds. You know, you determine who are the two home teams, of course.
Right.
But I think they really should just look at what are the better matchups.
Yeah.
But, you know, in this case, I guess, you know, you can't guarantee that you would see Alabama and Oklahoma play each other.
Right.
If you had done it the other way. So, I mean, I guess it probably ended up right, in your opinion. You know, if Alabama and Oklahoma are the two better teams, at least you're guaranteed to see them play this time.
Right,
whereas if Alabama was playing Notre Dame and Clemson was playing Oklahoma, it might not happen.
Right.
So, but I don't know. I think they should just go out there and just make the best games. You know, don't care about seeds. I mean, it don't really matter.
That's right, man. It don't really matter.
And, you know, as far as like who the home team is, I mean, it's bowl games. It's not like they're playing in Tuscaloosa.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I know it matters when it comes to, like, distances and stuff like, you know, like the Orange Bowl. Alabama's getting to play in the Orange Bowl just because it's closer.
Yeah.
So Clemson has to travel a little bit further to go to the Cotton Bowl. So, I mean, that's just how it was. If Clemson was the one seed, they went to Orange Bowl.
That's right.
So, I mean, you know, it don't really matter. But in all reality... if Oklahoma had played Clemson in the Cotton Bowl, it would have been more like a home game for Oklahoma.
Yeah. Right in the backyard.
Yeah. But, all right, so we're split on that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll get to the national championship later on. Now we're moving on to Monday, December 31st. So there's a Sunday break for the NFL games that we've already talked about.
Okay.
So we got the Military Bowl, Cincinnati, Virginia Tech. I'm going Virginia Tech.
We'll go Cincinnati, baby.
Uh-oh. We'll get the Sun Bowl, Stanford and Pitt. I got Stanford.
I got Pitt.
Hot dang.
Hot dog.
The Red Box Bowl. Good God.
There
Michigan State and Oregon. We both got Oregon.
Yep, we do have Oregon.
The Liberty Bowl, Missouri, Oklahoma State. Now, I'm sticking with the SEC, going Missouri on this one.
Ooh, I'm gonna go with the Okie State. Okay. I think Missouri's going to suck it up.
Oh. Well, they've been a pretty decent team again.
Yeah, they have.
I can't pull from my gun to eat this piece of crap.
he's 40, he's a man.
He's a pile of shit. The Holiday Bowl, Northwestern and Utah. We both got Utah. That Gator Bowl, North Carolina State, Texas A&M. We both got old Jimbo, as much as I hate to pull for Jimbo Fisher,
baby.
We got him. Okay, then we got Tuesday, January 1st. The New Year's Bowls. Outback Bowl, Mississippi State and Iowa. We both got Mississippi State. They're going to rock and roll. The Citrus Bowl, Kentucky, Penn State. Now, we split. I'm going SEC again.
Man, I guess I'm all over the place. I'm
like, I was going to say, you pick it up for SEC.
I'm rock and roll with Penn State.
And then then you got the Fiesta Bowl, LSU, UCF. I got LSU because UCF ain't nothing.
I'm going to say UCF for real.
Well, I mean, we're going to see. We're going to see that they ain't. They ain't for real. Now we got the Rose Bowl, Washington, Ohio State. I got Ohio State.
Ohio State.
And then Sugar Bowl, Texas and Georgia. I got them old ugly Bulldogs.
Old Georgia boy. Yep.
You got them?
Yeah, I got Georgia too, I reckon.
All right. Now, the college football playoff national championship game. So, I had picked Notre Dame and Alabama winning their games. So, I'm saying Alabama will beat Notre Dame. And then Alabama will be your winner. So you picked Oklahoma and Clemson to win their respective games. So you got Clemson beating Oklahoma. So you got Clemson being the national champ.
I got Clemson being the old national champ.
All righty then. So that is our predictions. We got no fantasy updates. Fantasy's done.
Dunzo. Except turn in your money.
Except, wait, what? What'd you
say? Turn in your money.
Yeah, turn in your money, everybody. Okay, look it. We're going to give an announcement. In the Parks and Rec division, we have, let's go over here and find where we're at here. We have, Evan Horn has paid, Megan has paid, so that's good because they ain't here.
They're not here.
And they didn't win, so we didn't got to give them any money. Ramon's paid, Tad's paid, and Christian's paid. So, we need Trevor to pay. Rashad, I guess you don't have to pay because we're going to be paying you. Jordan Taylor, Todd Lawson, Hunter Haney, you better pay up. We'll go to Decatur and get that money.
And in Missouri now.
Oh, yeah, we're going to Missouri. And Gump, come see me at your earliest conveniences. And then in the Senior Citizens League, man. What kind of commissioner are you?
Not a good one, I don't
Matt
guess.
Bruce is paid and Kyle Johnson's paid, which don't really matter because Kyle Johnson's going to get his money back. So, we need Mike Adornato to pay up.
The commissioner?
And I got to pay in the Parks and Rec, but that's okay. I mean, it's just sitting in my pocket. Travis, Matt Allen, Nick Esslinger.
Esslinger.
Chris Ward, for an accounting person, he ain't even paying his money. How are we going to trust him with the company's money?
He's going to try to stay over in accounting. That's why you've been over here to visit. And you would mention it.
Brian.
Dan.
David Mack. And Josh Lentz.
Josh Lentz.
Y'all better pay up.
Time to pay up.
We're going to send collections after y'all.
Oh, you don't want that on your credit score.
No. Mm-hmm. Not for fantasy football, no. Please.
We'll file it for $5.
Hell yeah, we will. I'll pay $10 to file it for $5. Because it's the principle.
That's right.
It's the principle.
That's right.
So, so fantasy's up, done with. Except in my Yahoo League, I am in the championship game.
Me too. In my league.
It's going to be a rough one.
Uh-oh.
Why not make it? I beat this guy twice in the regular season, but
I've got it down, Pat.
Hey, bring your mic over here real quick.
Oh, let me take it off my shirt first. I wasn't about to stick my head down there and mic on my shirt.
Hey, man, what are you talking about? Need some sound?
Oh, my
God. Down there by your butt? Let me do that. Yeah.
I've never had somebody stick something close to my rear end while I farted.
Did you like it?
Huh?
Did you like it?
If I did, what would it matter?
I don't know, man. I'm just asking.
I mean, like, I'm already with Martina, so you can't.
You out of luck. If you like it, you like it, man. I ain't judging.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. I did not like it.
Okay.
I mean, it was okay, I
smile
guess.
Big.
It wasn't that big.
Like,
what?
What wasn't that big?
I said my smile wasn't that big.
Oh, jeez. I mean, you better quit talking about me like that.
Good God.
Good God almighty. This is turning into a freak show.
All right. We better get out of here. We better get out of here so Hayes don't start into, like, taking his clothes off.
Some SML or whatever it's called. I don't even know. Some bondism.
What?
What happened? Handcuffs? Maybe.
Did you say SNL? Saturday Night Live?
Saturday Night Live talking, baby. What?
All right, people. Y'all have a good New Year's. Baby.
Be submissive.